I used to be pretty. I was in the best shape of my life 12 years ago. Yeah. See, there's the nostalgia.
All right. Hello and welcome to another great show of the Time Spent Poorly show. I'm Eduardo here with Old Huds himself, sitting right to my left.
Right, left.
Yes. I've got hot takes too, Chris.
Boots cost money.
Anyway, so we're here. We're going to talk about some good stuff today. We've got a lot of stuff out on the social media where you can follow us and all that good stuff. Probably the best way to do it is just to go over to timespentpoorly.com, which is our primary website. All of the links and stuff that you can find to follow us on the social network of your choice are over there. It makes it a lot cleaner, a lot easier to kind of put it out that way, I'd say.
Yeah, works out. You can just Patreon, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all linked on timespentpoorly.com.
Yep. So, anyway, we're going to get into the some great content now. So, hope you enjoy the show and enjoy. I said enjoy twice, now three times. Enjoy.
Have fun, folks.
Enjoy it. I'm working on that for goals this year. I just did my physical today. And my doctor's like, you could lose some weight. I'm like, yeah. I had lost some and then I gained it back. I found it again.
I found it in this COVID.
But yeah, it's just been a steady decline. But the last couple days I've been exercising, so that's been
good. Yeah.
Nice to kind of get back on the horse. It feels good. Like if I can get back into the routine of doing it consistently.
The trick is to just make sure you do it at least every other day.
Yeah.
Because after 2 days off, something happens in your blood chemistry and things go down and you lose
the motivation.
Yeah. I remember sitting through some instructional piece in some army class, and if you can do every other day and push a little harder like every week, that's where you'll see results. And diet and proper sleep is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I had proper sleep above everything.
Well, that's where I had the most success was when I lost as much as I did. Because I've been down about 50 pounds lighter than I am right now.
Mm.
And then what'll happen is it'll slowly kind of pile back on.
Yeah, I'd have to cut about kind of 20 to be at my fighting weight, but I'm at a comfortable spot right now.
Well, even at 50, if I got 50 pounds lighter, I'd want to get more tone in the process. And it's just, it's a matter of, and right now I'm in that position where it's like, I want to lift weights, but I also like, I need to shave some pounds before I get too fucking crazy on the weight training part of it. But
the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn just being.
Right.
And so it's
good to have a fair balance.
If you ignore the scale, which is one of the things that's really hard to do because we've been conditioned to it. If you ignore the scale and just work on yourself, you'll see results.
Yeah.
And you'll like what you see, as opposed to looking down at some numbers that really don't mean anything. Because like if you drink a bunch of water one day,
right,
it's gonna look different. And so and sometimes it's hard with yourself because changes are gradual. And like I'll look at a picture of myself and be like, that does not look like I look at myself in the mirror. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I see lots of like posture shots of me. I'm like, oh man, I need to
get one of those sit up straps
because when I look at the mirror, I'm like, yeah, I'm peacocking basically in the mirror. Yeah. But then get me in like a normal situation and someone gets a candid shot of me somewhere and I catch a picture. I'm like, why? We can't keep this.
Yeah. I'm in the background of this shot. You're going to have to crop it or delete it and retake it.
So, Saved by the Bell podcast.
Fantastic. It's worth it. It's worth looking at.
It's called Zach to the Future.
Yeah.
You sent me a message on it yesterday and I immediately went and found it and listened to it. Then I had to run my kid out to a scout thing, and he's 14. And so I was like, I was excited about it. So I was telling him about the podcast. He's like, uh-huh. Yeah. And he's like, what is he? And like, I'm thinking, what does he care about a 30-year-old TV show?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, the guy that's co-hosting it with Mark Paul Gosselaar is actually the guy that created and did the Zach Morris's trash videos.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he didn't even know what that is. And he's like a kid of YouTube.
Wow.
So then I had to take him down that rabbit hole. And we watched on the way out there. I had a, like, I'm like, cue up Zach Morris's trash on my phone. And so then he's got it sitting on the dashboard and watching it. And we watched probably four on the way out there. And he's like, just busting up the whole time.
They're awesome.
They're great. And so then I'm like, also, this guy, I can't remember the guy's name now.
It's two D names. Dimitri, yeah. Something.
Or I'll, I can find it real
D'Artagnan.
Quick.
D'Artagnan.
But I told him.
Donnie.
He got hired to be a writer, like, on the new reboot series.
The reboot series. Or the extension series. Sequel series, really.
Yeah.
Or three.
Dashiell Driscoll.
Dashiell. That's got to be a fake name.
Yeah.
That's a stage name.
But anyway.
A pen name, I guess, if you're a writer.
So he and Mark Paul Gosselaar got connected, and now the premise of this podcast is Mark Paul Gosselaar, who hasn't watched an episode of his own of the show that he was the star of for the past 30 years, and I believe it based on his dissertation about
did
it.
Did he play football? No, he was track and field. And I was sitting there, I was like, track and field, come on, Zach.
I was thinking polo or something, but I think I was connecting American Pie dots to Saved by the Bell somehow.
That was lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there you go. I didn't even get the right sport name. But so anyway, yeah. So the whole premise is he watches, and I haven't listened to the full episode where he's actually watched, but I'm curious to see how this goes, because I think it'd be
it was great. They got Elizabeth Berkley to call in.
I heard a little bit of that.
Yeah. She seems like she's okay. She recovered from that Showgirls thing. And I'm so excited.
Yeah,
nonsense.
That damaged her a little bit. But the show, the reboot, the couple previews I've seen, looks funny.
I hope so.
It looks like it could be, like, entertaining to watch.
If that dude writes dialogue like he mocks old Saved by the Bell, he should be fine. And I'm sure that they got Tiffany Thiessen on board.
Well, there's a scene where they did like a teaser. I'll see if I can pull that up. And the teaser was really not too bad. Let me see if I can get it here.
I'm so excited. Oh, the worst.
Oh, they got all sorts of new videos coming out. So this must be coming soon. I want the one from like several months ago. Let's see here. Maybe this one will have it. We'll see.
Remember all the dances we had in this
gym?
Well,
here's...
Ever wish you could go back?
Sure do.
When the Bayside is going to change our lives.
Hey, oh, it's going to be on Peacock, too.
Yeah.
Duh, it's an honor to teach me. These Bayside kids weren't exactly raised to have a killer instinct.
I have a Kardashian coming at lunch.
Who, Rob?
Shut up. He's still in their family.
Is it just me or the seniors at the school really old looking?
Hey, Jamie. I heard you talking about the harvest dance.
It's just you. I'm so
excited. I have way too much on my plate.
There is a way to increase productivity.
Are those caffeine pills?
At first, they're so exciting.
And then it gets even more exciting. But after that, it gets so scary. And in the end, you ruin your girl group's shot at a recording contract.
What?
I'm so excited.
Wow.
Dustin Diamond is not in it.
They did not get him. He has some really nice things to say about him, though. And it seems like, you know, he was just like...
Mark Paul Gosselaar,
yeah, does? He was like, he really committed to that. Like... All
Maybe
of the stuff
like,
that Dustin Diamond said doesn't seem like it was true. Like, oh, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar was a piece of shit, and he was fucking all those girls, and he was just this garbage. And, like, you listen to him talk about, like, and it sounds like real remembrances of things that happened. And it's like, maybe old Screech was just trying to cash in on what little bit of fame he could still
eke out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know. But I mean, just Elizabeth Berkley and Mark Paul Gosselaar talking about having to take these drives, or no, it was Tiffany Thiessen, because she was in briefly. They did like a, here's a clip from when we talked to
right,
her.
Right, I heard that one, yeah.
They were talking about how far they had to drive to get there, and then like trying to do school during breaks, and
yeah,
like all this weird shit, and it was like, that seems a little more real than they were banging it out in the dressing room at every break, and you know,
right.
I like, he just was really pushing that, oh, let's get sex and drugs and shit involved. And then, you know, Mark Paul Gosselaar talking about his first kiss was on Good Morning, Miss Bliss with that girl who was her niece or something.
Oh, and, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that kiss on camera was my very first kiss. So it's not much different than these kids that are in like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, maybe it was horrible. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was this weird, like, sex.
Well, they're
drug
fucking
fuel.
Kids.
They
yeah.
were children.
And in this like, weird environment. That...
Yeah. So, no, I think there's a reason that he's not in it. And I think it's because he said so many bad things about so many people.
There's just some bad blood floating yeah. around there.
And I don't know.
It's like you don't want to bring that drama to the... To yeah. the new party.
Especially
if you've got people that are like, you have, and Elizabeth Berkley's kind of the only one that's been pulled out of kind of obscurity, because Mario Lopez kept working. What's going on?
Did we lose it?
The stream?
Yeah, this screen cut out.
Oh, yours did?
Yeah. As long as it was just this screen.
Oh, I think it's
not...
just the screen.
Okay.
Elizabeth Berkley, I think, is the only one that hasn't really been working actively. Like Tiffany Amber Thiessen, she's been on shows. She was on The White Collar for a while.
Yeah.
And then Mark Paul Gosselaar is like
he's been
steady
working. He's in that Jeffrey Dean Morgan movie.
Yeah, and
that was with Robert De Niro. It wasn't bad, and he was a slime ball, and it was great.
Like, the Mixed-ish show. He plays the dad in.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that one.
It's like a flashback show to Black-ish.
Oh, okay.
A flashback spinoff. So it takes the wife's growing up perspective. I think that's Diana Ross's daughter that plays the wife.
Okay.
Not that that matters, but...
Have you heard that, speaking of conspiracy theories and Diana Ross, have you heard the one about Michael Jackson being her son?
Oh, no.
That one's awesome. Dig into that one. That one's fucking fun. One of the best ones I've ever seen.
Michael Jackson as a...
Diana Ross and I think Chuck Berry. You look at pictures of her, like, look at her. Look at her in that... left-hand picture in the top there. Top right, but in the left, in the middle.
Oh, that
black
one?
And white one.
Nope. Oh, this one?
Yeah. Tell me she doesn't look like him.
Oh, I could see that, but he had a lot of plastic surgery. Maybe his plastic surgery made him look like that, though. Because remember him as a kid? He didn't look quite like that.
Oh, there's pictures of him as a kid.
Really?
Between her and Chuck
All the
Berry.
Clues, Michael Jackson.
Oh, Smokey Robinson, not Chuck Berry. My
Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. It's something. And there's like Billie Jean. She played somebody named Billie Jean in a movie. Dirty Diana's about her. Like there's, oh, it's cool. Let's not bring it in on this one. Maybe that'll be our conspiracy theory for next time.
Yeah. Well, that way I can go down, we can go yeah. down some rabbit holes with it.
And I can brush up because I didn't find out about it until like a month ago. And it just blew my fucking mind. Because it's one of those ones that's not, like, harmful. And it's just, like, she was 13 or 14, and Chuck Berry was, like, 30 and married. Not Chuck Berry, Smokey Robinson. It was just, it's one of those ones that, like, oh, that makes sense why they would do that and pawn him off on the Jacksons. And then he was the most talented one of them. Because look at who his parents were. He's genetically predisposed to being awesome.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Next episode, one of the next upcoming episodes, we'll go into that further.
And maybe we can just delve into one little conspiracy every time. I know I went kind of grand.
Oh, this show, tonight was awesome.
It was. I went a little too far probably with with some of it, but yeah, all that interesting shit.
Yeah. So DC comic hit with huge layoffs. DC Universe streaming service could be dead.
God, I hope so.
Here. So, but one thing that happened with HBO Max is HBO Max took up like all the hot properties that DC Universe had, like Doom Patrol.
Oh.
And so, like, DC Universe lost that. So, and I watched a couple episodes. I started watching Doom Patrol. Brendan mm-hmm. Fraser's in that.
Yeah, he plays the.
He's good.
Robot Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see him kind of pulled out of. Because he had, like, a bunch of, like, back problems and shit that came up as a result of, like, his work on The Mummy.
Yeah. The Mummy. And I think it was the second one that really got him. And then the third one was just trash. The one with Jet Li. Did you see that one?
No, I don't think so.
Have you seen the...
I didn't even see the Tom Cruise one.
The Tom Cruise one wasn't bad.
Really?
I don't think I've seen a bad Tom Cruise movie, though. Like, I know people don't like him because he's a Scientologist, but I really don't give a shit. And as long as he continues to... Why is Louis C.K. on the right? As long as he makes... Oh, he made it to the socially distant comedy shows in Ohio.
Oh, well, good, let's move on to that.
Yeah, bottom line, with the DC stuff, DC I hope stuff. Their stuff goes to some other streaming service, and I hope that over the course of the next year, year and a half, a lot of these things will fold into each other,
right,
and we get like,
well,
I would
DC,
prefer it if it was just Amazon Prime, Netflix, and Disney Plus, or even if those folded together even more,
right,
because I don't want to fucking juggle.
All these streaming platforms, the whole thing, like, I feel like they're... All these networks are missing the fucking point.
Yeah.
Because the reason I went away from cable was part and parcel because I didn't want to have... I didn't want to pay for something I wasn't using.
Right.
Like, I had 150 channels, but I only watched...
12. Maybe.
Right. Maybe. And so the great part about some of these ones that are coming up is they're, like, grabbing all these, like, little... arteries or tributaries along the way. So, like, HBO now has, or HBO Max has a lot of little, like, other pieces. They got Warner Media and stuff in there too, so it makes it easier to watch a lot of the content that you would have otherwise not been able to. And then Disney's got Fox, and they've got Marvel, and they've got, and so
did you see they
it's only a matter of time they're gonna get
Fox?
Did they?
They the whole brand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Today was a huge fucking day for America. Like,
that has been...
They named the vice presidential candidate 20th Century Fox, which, I mean...
That's been around forever. MGM has kind of been gone that way, too.
Yeah.
I think it's still out there, but a lot of the stuff comes up as just Samuel Goldwyn now.
Mm-hmm. And it's just...
It's not the same.
Right.
And they don't. And they use the CGI tiger. They don't use Clarence or whatever
it
was.
Have you seen the photo of how they got that?
I remember hearing about it.
There's a big microphone. And there's a dude with a camera. There's another dude who's got like a thing that's hidden by the mane, but he's holding it. Like, one fucking dude is holding it. People used to be badass and stupid. Like,
well, I was watching it.
I'm not scared of much, but I will not fuck with a lion.
Right. Well, no, my wife had an old episode of MacGyver on today, and there's a scene where Richard Dean Anderson's riding in the back of a logging truck, and you can tell it's not that, like, they didn't do anything on a green screen, but the truck is moving. He's standing in the logging truck, and like they had a wide shot that was obviously a stunt double.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could see him like stand, but they had to have done something where they made it safe, but not as safe as they would make it today.
Right.
All that shit would be done on like a soundstage now, but this was like actually like he had to be like on a logging truck, look like he's peering around the logs because he's hiding,
mm-hmm.
riding on this logging truck full of logs, and I was just like, you couldn't do that. They wouldn't do that now.
No. Is that? That is.
Duchovny?
Duchovny. And I thought I saw Gillian Anderson with him. That was something.
So back in June,
Dave Chappelle.
Back in June, Dave Chappelle released a surprise stand-up special on YouTube called 8:46. I didn't see this one.
I have.
That was filmed at semi-secret stand-up show in Ohio for a smallish crowd of about 100 people rather than a one-off for Chappelle to get some things off his chest. Though the special was actually part of a semi-secret invite-only series of shows that Chappelle has been doing for the doing with the permission of the Ohio's governor and local zoning board that runs temperature checks, enforces social distancing, and works with surrounding community to avoid noise complaints. However, the one thing nobody has been keeping an eye out for is disgraced comedians who refuse to fade into obscurity. Okay.
That's a little much.
Because one slipped through the cracks and got on stage after presumably being invited by Chappelle to do so.
He jerked off while he was on the phone with a girl. Leave him alone. There's people. People are fucking children, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. talked on the phone with somebody and made her uncomfortable.
These people that write these
articles
find
the hang-up button.
Drive me fucking crazy, because it's just like they just like a fucking dog with a bone. They see anything they want to fucking.
And grab like
I don't even
want to
finish reading the article now. I just wanted like the fact that Chappelle brought him was like that was the thing. I was like, oh, good. They did remain.
Yeah.
Maintain a friendship.
And he's got that bit in the Bird Revelation.
Yeah.
Where he says, if you're the kind of person who can't take a phone call from a pitiful man like Louis C.K., and it's that, like, that's not just his stage character. He is a pitiful person.
Right.
And if you can't find the hang up button and that destroyed your Hollywood dream, it wasn't really your dream and you have a brittle spirit. And I totally agree with him on that.
Yeah.
Like you don't deserve to be anyone. If
right.
that destroys your dream and you called it your dream, it wasn't your dream. You're a piece of shit and you're a liar and you ruined a man's whole fucking life. So no.
Oh, back to the Mummy. Jet Li one with all the Yetis was trash. I didn't see that one.
Of two movies I've ever turned off.
Jake Matthews, I want to thank you for all the comments today. 1967 movie Charlie the Lonesome Cougar, and I know what movie you're talking about.
A lot of people had Nuts of Steel. Fuck yeah, they were brave and dumb. I loved them, like Buster Keaton. Have you seen some of his stuff?
Yeah,
Buster Keaton's physical comedy is without compare. I mean, and the stunts that he would do, and I had a long GIF that was like a minute and a half that I showed my son, and he's like, that's amazing. I could watch that all day.
Some of those, like, old Westerns, the choreography and stuff that had to be put into, like, some of the fight scenes in the bars and stuff, like, even, like, a lot of the John Wayne ones, especially the ones directed by John Ford,
mm-hmm.
had amazing fight choreography.
Yeah.
And John Wayne, like, threw a lot of those fake punches.
Yeah. Yeah, and stage fighting's an interesting thing. We had quite a bit of stage fighting training when I was in a play in high school, because we had like a professional. One of the girls in my class, her mom was like a professional actor, and for a while, I don't think she still was at that point because she'd gotten. I mean, she was a mom, and but you know, there was voice training. There was. I mean, we did a lot in drama club that I. Don't think you would assume like a high school of our size would be. Asotin, the town has less than 1,000 people in it. It might be a little over 1,000 now.
Yeah.
But like there were not a lot of people in our high school. And my class was the largest they'd ever graduated at 73 people.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that gives you an idea of the size. But the quality of instruction from that woman was fantastic.
My last couple of years in my school, we had a gal come in that she kind of like brought in the theater department, like kind of like ushered it in. She came in as a music instructor and kind of like, but she came from a theater background. So mm-hmm. she kind of like brought that with her and kind of like created some curriculum based around that and actually made it possible for me. I wrote a one act play like my senior year.
Nice.
That we performed and stuff. It was like a real fun experience. We had an even smaller school. My graduating class was 14 people.
Wow.
I always say I graduated number 7 in my class.
Nice.
And then I'm like out of 14.
I was in the middle. The 50th percentile. Yeah, we had one other thing we were going to hit before we shut down, didn't we?
We took a little detour to the Louis C.K.
We did. We saw that thing.
DC Comics, Saved by the Bell.
It was at the top.
Oh, yeah. This GoFundMe. This is local news.
The Southway Bridge flagger.
Yeah, you know about this, right? Have you followed any of the of it at all?
Well, and I've seen several people comment on LC Valley reviews about how he's, he waved and said hi to us and told us to have a great day. Like, that's really cool. Like, good for him. But the GoFundMe, not a fan.
That's what I had the problem with. Derek, I texted about it because he's like, well, if you go to, you must be, well, his first comment was like, you must be a really good tipper. And I'm like, actually, I am a really good tipper. I'll tip anywhere from 18 to 20% most of the time.
I standardize 20%.
I go, the only time I dip below, and it's usually about 12 to 15%, is if the service is kind of there's some problems with it.
Yeah.
But I'll even still tip when it's...
Oh, I won't. If the service gets to a certain point...
If it's shitty, I won't. But if it's there's a struggle, then I'll still tip because I kind of feel like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain threshold. But anyway, so
mine's really low.
But so
not a patient man.
So I saw this like high school kid, or if you're a high school age kid, or maybe like young, like 19, 20, maybe. He's not very old. He's the one that started the GoFundMe for the guy, and he's like really like excited about it. And then like everybody then kind of like onboarded with the whole thing and was like, and the fact that he's like happy and dancy and stuff is great to me, but doing the GoFundMe kind of felt gross and kind of made my skin crawl.
Cyber begging. As much as people hate Walter White, I agree with him on that front. Like, it's cyber begging.
And this guy didn't ask for that.
No, he didn't. It's not his fault.
And now he's become... And what's happened is you've taken this guy out of his element and you've put him in this zone that maybe he didn't necessarily want to be in, and so it's like that. There was that news coverage. Remember that guy that like the singing guy that they ended up like they raised a bunch of money for him. Then he got back on drugs. Then he got like all this like,
yeah, or that dude who had that weird mug shot.
Yeah, he had that weird like great announcer voice, and he was like giving like, and people were filming him on the street.
The man with the golden voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then as soon as like that that guy was doing just fine. And then they're like, we got to help this guy out. And then, like, they helped him back on drugs. And, that, like, so here's the... And Kaylee, Kaylee W. always does the best news. Oh, fuck hotels.com.
Fucking Fayette.
Is it even going to play the clip?
I am not a... I'm not really a supporter of the whole GoFundMe thing. Like, I remember my cousin shared one. His friend had done... He'd gotten pulled into one of those, if you write us a check, we'll put the money in your account, weird things. You know,
yeah.
One of those boondoggles. And he put up a GoFundMe to cover his cost on that because he got swindled by a con artist. And he ended up getting like, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 out of the deal. And you want to talk about feeling gross. I mean, I get that they're trying to do a nice thing for this person, but like that dude, he got swindled and it was only $1,250. Like, you just take that hit. I don't care if you're 17 or 70, you take that hit because you got swindled.
Yeah.
You lost that. And maybe you can get some...
I co-signed on a loan for a friend of mine when I was 21, and I ended up getting stuck with picking up the balance.
You picked
the
up
balance
the tab, yeah.
To basically save my own credit.
Yeah.
And...
So there's your Dave Ramsey tip of the day. Don't fucking co-sign on anybody's shit.
Yeah, don't fucking co-sign.
It never works out, and it destroys friendships.
Oh, yeah. It totally did.
If you're going to loan a friend money, just loan him money. Just give it to him. Just give him the money. Don't loan it to him because it'll destroy your friendship.
So, yeah. I mean, but I wasn't going to ask for fucking handout.
Yeah.
Or help on it. I mean, first of all, that was the mistake that I made. I had some other stuff that I'll have to tell you off air. But I handled on my own. I didn't even get my parents involved.
Right.
when I was like
that was
real
your
young.
Mistake,
and it was a mistake I made, and I was like,
and now you're an adult, like
yeah,
it, you know, people will be like, oh, you need to grow up, but at the end of the day, like I cover my bills, I take care of my stuff, everything I owe, I pay,
yeah,
and you know they're talking about canceling student loan debt. I have one more payment. I'm just going to make it.
Yeah.
Like, and then I can feel good about myself. Like I met my obligation.
Well, then I feel like almost bitter about it. It's like, you're going to cancel somebody who's got debt still, but what about me? I've paid all mine off.
Right.
Are you going to back pay me then?
Nope.
No, you're not. And I know you're not, but it's like,
well, and other people are like, well, you know, every Fannie Mae and Johnny Mac and whatever fucking student loans are out there, they're all at zero interest right now. You don't have to make payments. I don't remember what the fucking word is, but and what if he never, what if the flagger,
what if the
flagger
never wanted that, like, yeah. Did they ask him? Exactly, that's what we're,
yeah,
I don't even fully understand how GoFundMe on the back end works. Yeah, there's a GoFundMe takes a piece of the pie.
Oh,
for sure.
No, but like, is there any accountability for that money? Because some kid started it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I could go say, you know, throw some money down for these homeless people. We're going to help
them out. It's high profile enough now that the kid's got to give him.
Yeah, if he doesn't, that flagger can get him.
Yeah.
And, you know, flaggers make like $20, $25 an
yeah,
hour.
It's not like he's not
it's
making
not like
money.
He's not making money working for Poe.
Like, yeah.
Those people get paid well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shitty work, and they should get paid well because it, I mean, he's turning a sign, but it's fucking 100 degrees out today.
Yeah.
And he's standing on a fucking asphalt bridge. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and so he's making lemons out of lemonade.
Yeah.
With it while he's out there.
And lemonade just had lemons.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
He's reverse engineering the lemonade.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's having a good time. So good for him. And that's awesome. And it brightens up people's days. But let's leave it at that. That's what.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you got a news story on TV.
And then at that point, it's up to the employer to recognize the extra little bit of effort that he's doing and either give him a raise, a bonus, or, you know, a promotion somewhere down the line.
Yeah,
you know, you've got that on. It's resume building. He's building on his resume. You don't need to fucking tag on $1,000.
And he's taking a really shitty situation, being held up in road construction. Zero people like that. There's nobody who's like, fucking, I love getting trapped in road construction. It's my favorite fucking thing.
Yeah.
There are no people of the 8 billion people on this planet who think road construction is a fun thing to get stuck in. And he is making it a little bit less shitty. And good for him. But this GoFundMe thing, why? Why did you do that, young child? Why did you push that on... I mean, did this guy, and like Jake says, did this guy want this?
You know how much this GoFundMe is up to now?
Tell me.
$2,028.
Wow. I think that's less than that kid that got swindled got. That's wild. That makes my story even fucking worse, because at least this dude's doing something positive.
Right.
And GoFundMe will take 10%, so that's what did you say it was?
$2,028. So, if he gets another couple hundred, basically just round it down to $1,800.
Yeah. So $1,800 for this guy, that's a nice bonus for the job, but I won't support it.
Yeah.
One, because I don't drive across that bridge, because I will get stopped and have to wait.
Right.
And my car has 320,000 miles on it. Like, I just don't, I can't go sit out in fucking 100 degree weather in that.
So here's the KLEW.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it pulled up here.
Road word. Who is this kid?
And many of you can say there's a certain flagger on site.
Oh, not good.
Wow.
Man, our local talent is something, leaves something to be desired.
It's such a dice roll. Like, some people are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. But this.
Then they
this,
leave.
This they get scooped up fast.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy, he needs some teleprompter.
There's
lessons.
Another guy that was on there for a while. I can't remember his name, but he had, like, bodies in the basement murder eyes. He was like a...
Oh, one of those kids.
Yeah, just, like, these real dark, beady, like, eyes, yeah.
That helps brighten your day. KLEW News reporter Justin Spinney joins us now with details along our local dancing flagger.
That might be the guy.
Yeah, that's right. Nope, He's known around the LC Valley as the Dancing Flagger. So I headed to the Southway Bridge to meet with the man putting smiles on so many faces.
Oh my goodness, it's so awesome to be here. Thank you, Grandfather, for giving me everything.
If you've crossed the Southway Bridge on a weekday, you may have seen him flagging traffic, but also doing much more. Whether it's giving a wave or dancing, people have taken notice of the Dancing Flagger.
My nickname's Moon Man. My real name from the English is Jarrell Allen.
Moon Man is all about putting positive energy into the world.
I'm happy.
And now we've just taken some of the mystique out of his character and some of the appeal, because now I get to hear hear him talk.
Never
meet your heroes.
Yeah, it's like following your actors that you enjoy on Twitter, and then you find out that they are
John
totally
Cusack.
Crazy.
And I'm thankful.
Oftentimes, Moon Man's positive energy is reciprocated. You'll see him waving and dancing, trying to get a smile or a reaction.
Like, what the fuck am I
going to
do with this water? I got water.
You don't got nothing.
As I talked with Moon Man, he started to get emotional.
I'm sorry, I'm just not paying attention. I'm having a good moment, guys.
He explained get to work. Me he's just happy to have freedom because he's been in prison and served his time. He cherishes life on the other side.
I did 7 years. I don't want to do it again. I appreciate everybody out there that look at things like this. And I hope you can change the world like I'm trying to. But not forever, just for the moment.
He's trying to change the world, one smile from a driver at a time.
And you guys will have a better life if you smile and understand life is free.
He is a better person than I am.
Take it as it is, and go with it.
Yes.
Moon Man's message to the community.
All you guys out there, thank you for supporting
me. He so much is because there's like this, very held back desire to make fun of it at the same time as I want to appreciate what he's doing and like the way he feels about it, but then at the same time I'm like, come on.
Yeah, like every ounce of me wants to write a bit about that, because those people are great. They're great. He's doing nothing right now but putting positivity out in the world.
Oh yeah.
And there's nothing to make fun of there, but I want to make fun of it because
it's that low hanging fruit type thing where
we're in that age that is so bitter and cynical.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I know there's people.
It's a small window too. Cause it ends after it's
like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'd say about 83, 84, it stops. Cause Ron's not cynical like that. I mean, he's a little bit, but not to the degree. Like I am, not like Rick is.
Yeah.
Not like, you know, and there are people who are not that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a good chunk of us in this age group, this just turning 40.
It's a real dark kind of like outlook on things and where you just kind of want to shit on everything. Like,
yeah, they call us Zennials, right? Because we're between the Generation X and the Millennials.
Right, right.
Because we're not quite in either group. Like my mom is strongly Gen X. And there's a lot that I identify there because she was 18 when I was born, 17 when Rick was born.
Oh, yeah.
So she's sometimes it drives me nuts, like how close in age we are. But like, and there's so much we agree on, but there's even though she's strongly Gen X, there's still some hope there and some like belief in basic human decency.
Yeah.
And I don't have that. Like, I don't think if you were to take a random sampling of people, I don't think most of them would be good.
Well, yeah, and I always look at a person kind of cockeyed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a small like period of time in my early like you go through this little like optimistic period, like maybe people are good, and then you get shit on a couple times, and you're like, nah, everybody sucks.
Yeah, I don't everybody. Think I ever went through that phase.
But I co-signed on a loan for somebody, yeah, so there's
you had a point. I don't think I had that point.
Yeah.
Like, I will rarely give a person the benefit of the doubt. And unless I'm on a jury, you're guilty until proven innocent. Like, that's kind of my outlook. Like, everyone is guilty. And again, I think it's from watching so much George Carlin. marriage certificate is proof of guilt. You know, like that right. sort of bit, like really wedged itself in my young psyche. And I don't know. It keeps a lot of people at a distance. And it probably isn't the best outlook. And I'm trying not to pass it on to my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to be cautious, but I don't want them to be fucking paranoid. And it doesn't help that, like, one of my favorite topics is conspiracy theory. Because you really do have to step back and be like, this sounds insane. And luckily, people insert those things like time travel and fucking like, oh, JFK Jr. is still alive and he's going to run for president after Trump is done, yada, yada, yada. Like, no, he died in a plane crash. Right. And maybe because he was running against Hillary Clinton, she's somehow involved in that. I don't know. But you've got a whole history of people who are opposing the Clintons who just magically fucking die.
Well,
but like, do I think that she is doing it for any reason other than money and control? And I'm sure something happened to her when she was young that she needs to be in a position where she has power, or else she doesn't feel right about anything.
Right.
And and when they talk about that cycle of abuse, that's where I think it comes from. Is that these people felt powerless at one point and they will not feel that way again. And they think money and political power is the way to get that.
Right.
And so they go that route. And that's why we have so many horrible people in so many positions of power.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein's, your Bill Cosby. I'm sure something happened to Bill Cosby when he was young that he thought he needed to drug and rape women to feel that power.
Right.
And that's why those people go after children, because children are powerless. And do I agree with it? No. Do I think they should be punished? Hell yeah. But does that explain it? It sure does. Most behavior is explainable.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it comes down to just something simple like
that. Well, like you said, you don't want to pass it on to your kids. That's for me, I had to kind of tamp out that is like it, early on with my kids when they were like, I was especially my more curious kid, my middle son, he was always like doing things and building things, and I was always kind of like a joy killer.
Mm.
Like he made a fishing pole one time, and I'm like, and he used a like big thick shoelace size string, and he's like, do you think it'll catch any fish?
No.
And I'm like, no.
No, kids are dumb.
And then he's like, why? And I'm like, and then I just like bluntly explain it to him. And like, it just breaks his heart.
Pop us back up on the screen.
Oh.
We're still in the...
You don't want to look at...
Jake.
You don't want to look at this guy?
You don't like those dead fish eyes looking at you?
Yes.
Sorry, dude. Yeah. And it's hard not to be that guy. Like, not to just constantly shit on stuff.
Suck all the fucking air out of the room, but just like...
Yeah. And really, I am that guy.
I have to tell myself... Like, it's gotten easier to tell myself as I've gotten a little bit older. My kids get a little bit older, so I'm a little more... I can be a little bit more patient.
Mm-hmm.
And so... But early on, I didn't have much. Like, my filter was terrible because I'd just be blunt and to the point mm-hmm. with stuff. And I still can be and will be.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to the point where I will come out and be like, you know, if you do this way instead of the way that you're doing it.
Yeah, there's a reason that fishing line is
right. I can kind of like walk it through a practical step process instead of like shit on their day.
Yeah, like you did great here, but... You use a shoelace, and it's won't catch anything.
Work.
It yeah. doesn't matter. I mean, you could put female fish pussy scent on there, and it's not gonna attract any.
Yeah, you gotta build that. You gotta build that sandwich. I learned that as a manager too. You gotta have like, you put the shit in the middle.
Yeah,
but you have like you do the little build up. You gotta like pay the
you
compliments.
Did
you
here.
Did good here.
This is fucking trash, and I don't know how you came out of
but
my
keep
nutsack,
it up with this.
But over here, do this. This
keep
was great.
This, yeah, you're
the
doing
handle
awesome.
Carving is fantastic.
Exactly.
No, it's hard to do, and it's harder to do when it's like with my kids. It's not so bad. Like with Alex and Mara, I can do that. But like anybody else, no. It's like I put the shit in a slingshot and shoot it in their face. Because here, oh, you did it wrong. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're trash. And like, why? What good does that do me?
It serves no purpose.
No. I'm a fucking horrible person. And there's another reason you shouldn't elect me for any sort of position. Because I'm mean.
Oh, I'm selfish?
I'm mean and I'm selfish. Which I think is a trait of Xennials. I think that's where we are. Not really. Nightmares are coming. Sorry, dude. Oh. The kid's got the ends mouth look. See? I'm fucking mean. Just mean. It's not his fault that his eyes are too far apart and he looks like a fucking fish person. That's not my fault. Or it's not his fault. It is my fault. Oh. But yeah. I don't know where I was going with all that. Did we hit all of our high notes?
I think so. The only if we were to, we don't even need to. If we were to swing back around on the world government thing.
Oh,
The Hobbes and the Skeptics piece was what I kind of aligned with,
uh-huh.
which was philosopher Thomas Hobbes famously wrote, "Life is nasty, brutish, and short."
It is.
In Leviathan. Hobbes applies this belief about man's innate moral corruption to political philosophy.
It's funny.
So basically, we've touched on all of that.
Yeah. I truly believe that. Like, I think that we are lying to ourselves with civilization. I think we're barely above, like, really just throwing shit at each other and killing everything. Like, at any given time, like, they say that we're all, is it four meals?
We're hunter-gatherers, and we thrive better in that situation.
I think we're four meals from catastrophe, is what they
say. Four meals?
Yeah. If you miss four meals, you'll start to get desperate. And once you start to get desperate, I think it's four, it might be seven. But there's a number there. And once you miss those, like, so they say, you know, Mad Max and most of the post-apocalyptic fiction where you're like, how could people go nuts like that? Like, they're hungry. They're hungry.
Yeah.
And that's it. Their resources. And I think we're at an especially bad point right now because we're so comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the absolutely. Only thing that hasn't been comfortable about this quarantine is that there's more people in my house than there should be at any given time. Like, one of them should have been at school, the other one should have been at work, and it should have just been Mara and I.
Right.
And things would have been fine. Like, most of the stress that I'm under is because there's, I just don't have that time.
Yeah, when I work by listening. Myself and my kids, like, I get my kids off to school, and I can just be in, like, in my zone working. Even if I'm working all day, and everybody's there, there's more stress with them all there than if they're all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't have room to breathe, and you need it.
Yeah,
people. There's a reason that women didn't go back in the kitchen after they went to work. They knew how great it was to just go do some, whether it's mindless factory work or bullshit office work or playing baseball like League of Their Own. Like, being away from the home for a chunk of time is amazing.
I spent 3 hours installing a cargo rack on the back of my RV or my camper the other day that would have probably taken me an hour at most, but I got a lawn chair and I took a lot. It was hot, but I took a lot of breaks and I just sat, like, I'd sit down and I'd get out the directions, and I was just like and I had my music going, and I was just like at peace.
Yeah. And I've been trying like other escapes, like meditation. Fantastic. Yeah. If I do it before I go to sleep, I sleep better. And shorter. I don't sleep as long, but I sleep way better.
But in the new Mad Max, they had endless boob milk. That's true.
They did. There was so much titty milk. I'll see you in Valhalla.
Too bad those tears aren't white. It was just like milk.
It's just milk tears.
Milk tears.
Yeah. But all of that stuff is based on that idea and that fear. And you'll hear people say that it doesn't matter if you're a vegetarian or omnivore, whatever, you're a truckitarian here in America because everything you eat has been trucked in.
Oh yeah.
And I don't doubt that. I think everything that we eat is shipped in and overprocessed and overpackaged. And like, if you cut back and just eat healthy, like you cut back to just water and vegetables and clean meat, your body like kind of starts to go into revolt.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like, oh God, this is so uncomfortable. Like you eat a bunch of broccoli and your fucking guts hurt because
yeah, it's like I need to chase this with some Funyuns.
Yeah, I need to throw a bag of chips down me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's and that's where like all these cancers and stuff I think are coming from is from all the shitty fucking food we eat. You saw life expectancy starting to go up, and then as soon as we started to enter Hungry Man dinners and shit like that started kind of like
that stuff is
government
magical.
Cheese, all the stuff that started coming into play in the 50s and stuff, like eliminated the need to like cook like these home cooked meals that were with like ingredients that were
like you don't have you're
organic
using that pre-cut up pre-packaged meat and you're not doing your own thing. And yeah,
this is why I'm not doing chickens again, because the whole thing about the chickens was we were getting the eggs, farm fresh eggs, organic eggs. Well, there's not that much organic about the eggs that we're getting either, because they're eating like we're throwing them like bleached white bread scraps to eat while they're out there, because they just the chickens fucking eat anything.
Yeah.
So and yeah, my diet's not clean enough that the fucking organic eggs are going to fucking save me.
It's not changing my day.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, all this fucking processed food's going to kill us.
Yeah.
The life expectancies will go down.
And they started cutting the fat out of everything. The fat's not bad for you. It's the sugar that's bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar's fucking poison. But they keep, salt and sugar, they just keep throwing that shit in there.
Jake says, I just read an article that saying the forever chemicals in McDonald's is causing.
I know. And I'm the type of dude who would take that shit and cat fingers. Fat fingers. Too much McDonald's. Those forever chemicals.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new, speaking of McDonald's, have you seen the new Burger King ad for the Whopper? Where
No.
they show the 36-hour time lapse?
No.
It rots and shit grows on it, and there, or it might even be a week.
So is it trying to say?
They're trying to say that they
our
don't
shit's
have it.
Fresh?
Yeah. We didn't put a bunch of preservatives in it. We're not McDonald's. But you know what? McDonald's is fucking delicious. It's good.
They're double quarter pounder? Fucking A.
Yeah. And they've got those new ones with like bacon and fucking ranch and like weird shit. And
yeah.
You're like, yeah, and fucking feed me more.
Then they decided to get good buns.
Yeah. Oh. And the meat is so much better than it used to be because they stopped using the pink slime that, you know, the really crazy say is children. Like, it's not fucking people. They're not fucking serving you people. Stop it. Nah, haven't fucked there since I worked there in high school. They do some fucked up shit. Yeah, I hear Wendy's here in town is the worst. As far as employees doing horrible things. And
the burgers don't cut corners, but the employees sure do.
Yeah. Well, that and like fucking on the food and like just like the amount of shit that would get in your food there just because of the amount of bodily
fluid.
Well,
Jack in the Box
exchanged.
Was pretty heinous for a while too, but fuck, Jack in the Box makes some good fucking food.
Sure do. And you can go there anytime. I've 12, 13 years ago, I made peace with dying. And so I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. Like, I'm going to die of something. And if it's a quarter pounder with cheese and a large fry and a Dr. Pepper, except their Dr. Pepper at McDonald's is fucking bullshit. I've never had a good Dr. Pepper at a McDonald's, and I always forget when I'm ordering.
Your mix is off.
It is. It sucks. And they say their mix is supposed to be perfect. Like, they've figured it out. They've got a lab. But their fucking Dr. Pepper is trash, and their Coke is delicious.
Hmm.
So that's my McDonald's tip. Don't drink their Dr. Pepper if you like Dr. Pepper. But yeah, I mean, I'll go through there every once in a while, and their breakfast is awesome. McGriddles. The chicken McGriddle is a thing of beauty.
I haven't tried those yet.
Yeah.
The problem, I don't do McGriddles very often because it's too sweet.
There's an awful lot of sweet there. But with the chicken, it's the spicy chicken patty.
I was going to say the spicy chicken would offset the sweet a bit, I think.
It's great.
So I bet I don't it's eat the other ones.
I eat the regular sausage McMuffin with egg.
That's what I do. And then I also do their breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
Their breakfast burritos are the best because they're just so fucking simple.
Yeah.
It's just a little sausage, a little egg, and some cheese.
Some peppers.
It's just like, yep.
You get that little packet of hot sauce.
Well, this has been McDonald's talk.
Fuck yeah. They should give us a couple thousand. I'm a huge fan of their food, though, and I always have been. I love their nuggets.
Yeah.
But I'm a fast food guy. Like, if I could, I would eat, if I could afford it, I would eat fast food every meal. I don't care if it's good or... I mean, I like some good food, but half the time, good food doesn't have enough food, and it's pretentious as fuck. Like, I don't like kale. I don't care if you made a reduction. I don't fucking care. This is not chopped. This is me eating a chicken sandwich, and I'll crush it. Diet Coke was better than any Diet Coke. Yeah, their lab figured out the Cokes, I think. I don't drink Diet Coke because I don't trust fake sugar, which is weird because sugar itself is terrible.
Oh, sorry, she passed, man.
Sorry about that, man. But yeah, I think your mom was right about their Diet Coke, because I've heard that the Diet Coke is good too from people who are like Diet Coke addicts. And Diet Coke is one of those things you see like people do get addicted to it.
Yeah,
like,
well,
we
do Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper in our house, and Shasta... It makes a good Diet Dr. Pepper knockoff. Their Diet Dr. Shasta is pretty close.
Mm.
But their Diet Shasta Cola is not close to Diet Coke.
Oh.
And Diet Pepsi, I don't care for.
Have you tried that Dr. Pepper with cream soda?
No, is it
good? It's awesome. Oh, God. I've had like 12 of them this week. And it's only Tuesday. They're delicious. And I quit drinking soda for a long time. Like, I wouldn't drink anything but water, tea, and coffee, and they were both black.
Yeah.
And the occasional Red Bull. Like, Tuesday night was my cheat day for drinks. Drinking Red Bulls. But man. Like, Albertsons keeps having sales where you buy two and get three free on soda.
Oh, wow.
And I had a whole extra fridge that needed stuff in it because Jenny had to plug it in because we ran out of freezer space. And so we got a bunch of soda for in there, and it's just, God, why did I stop drinking it? Yeah, when I was a kid, so I drank tons
of
soda.
We quit drinking soda for about 2 years straight, and I'll probably quit again at some point just to have a break from it.
Yeah.
But when we, and it just, it's, it takes a while to get back used to like having it after you haven't had it for a while. Cause you can't, like, the carbonation kind of throws you off.
Oh, I
like,
loved it. The burn.
But
it,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm talking like an addict. I love it. Like, oh, every bit of the experience, the sound you when you
those,
crack it.
Those
and
little
it first
sips
drink.
Where it kind of like the little nipple sips.
Yeah.
Man.
Not the first one though. Cause the first drink out of a can of anything is the best drink. The first drink. And so you make that drink as big as you can make it, and sometimes it's the whole can.
That's true.
And you enjoy the burn on the way down. I mean, it's like, I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about the pump in Pumping Iron. When he's like, you get to the pump, and oh, God, it's better than coming. Like, yep, it sure is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Once you get out of your teen years, like, sex is not the best thing in the universe anymore.
There's a lot of...
There's so many other things that are enjoyable.
Great scientists out there making some really good food.
God bless you, Ronald McDonald.
All right, we better get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks again for joining us today. This has been a fantastic episode, fantastic show. I've really...
It was a voyage.
I had a great, great time. You can, if you want to support the show somehow, this isn't a GoFundMe. This is like, you know, you're supporting something that you love, something that you're given for free.
And you can tell your friends you're a patron of the arts.
Yes.
If you do this.
Over at patreon.com/timespentpoorly, you can check us out over there. And there's some great tiers out there for fun. And not tears, crying tears, like T-I-E-R.
Like the farming in Peru.
Yeah, I don't even remember what all the tiers I set up were, but there's like the basic fan level tier, which starts at like $3 a month. And then after that, it gets a little bit crazy. But go ahead and check that out. Over at timespentpoorly.com, you can subscribe to the audio version of this show, which this long, nearly 3-hour show, 2.5-hour show, will actually be probably cut up into two pieces so that you can listen...
A little more digestibly.
A little bit more digestibly, exactly.
This was a Thanksgiving dinner of an episode, and not everybody can deal with that.
Right.
Joe Rogan did.
So one of the places we stream live to every other Tuesday, and we put out notifications about when we're going to stream so you can actually see when it happens, is over at youtube.com/timespentpoorly. We're also at all three of these places /Time Spent Poorly Network, which is twitch.tv, facebook.com, instagram.com. All right. So there you have that. And then I'm on Twitter at TSPN Media and also on Periscope is that. And then Derek on TSPN and HUD's over here is at HUD's Magruder. We've gone past the music time, but so that means it's time to go. No.
Oh.
No.
Hey, it came back.
No. All right. So thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Big shout out to Jake for
huge shout out for Jake. Bless you for coming in and
thanks for taking part.
And participating in the show. That's what we really hope for with future shows, live listeners. It's great to get you guys on here. Have a good night. And thanks again. Thanks, Jake. Thank you. All right. We'll see you guys next time.